Consumer sentiment index dropped slightly in January.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the University of Michigan, consumer sentiment recorded a slight decline in January, leveling at 79, well above the low of 72 of last July. However, still 20 points below its pre-pandemic level. The consumer sentiment index lost close to a third of its value at the beginning of the pandemic last year. And despite the record rise of stock and housing markets, the consumer sentiment index has remained almost constant after recovering only a third of its losses since last September. Consumer sentiment index reflects consumers' propensity to purchase, from shopping for clothing, grocery, to buying cars. According to the University of Michigan, in the past 6 months, the consumer expectations, the primary gauge for the economy's future performance, rose to 74 in January, up from 66 last July, an increase of 8 points. However, to see how skewed our politics has become during the same period, Republicans' expectations has dropped by 39 points, while the Democrats' expectations has increased by 46 points. During the same period, the independents' expectation of the economy's future, which also bottomed last July, has increased by 11 points. Back to reality. The relief checks and higher unemployment compensation of previous months helped stem economic hardship. And just to get an idea of the relative size of government intervention in the market, the amount of unemployment compensation paid out during 2020 is in double-digit multiples of its 2019 level. And the Fed has dropped interest rates very close to zero. And even with all of this, the economy is barely holding on and still well below its previous year's level. Real personal consumption expenditures, which alongside everything else crashed in March and April of last year, has not totally recovered. As of the end of last year, it was still 3% below its previous year's level, despite an increase in population. Real retail sales also dropped during November and December of last year. Auto sales, which lost close to half of its sales during the depth of the pandemic while recovering, is still well below its last year's level. As of this taping, a $1.9 trillion relief package is being discussed in Congress. This will be added to the astronomical deficit that has been accumulated over the previous years. However, these are not ordinary times. We have around 18 million people unemployed in the country. Also, many municipalities are in worse financial situation due to reduced tax revenues and increased expenditures. Some face reduction in services and have to raise their taxes and even declare bankruptcy. Considering everything, now is not the time to wait and see. It could be disastrous. That is why many economists advocate for this package. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.